Next step,
illumination. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, and the University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, and many other wonderful things, bringing you the philosopher's comments, absolute philosopher. Our thought this evening is next step, illumination. Come next year, we're going to have that as our theme for the year. Next step, illumination. I have been giving many seminars all over the world. And when I was in Switzerland, I was talking to a number of our people over there. And then when I came home, the comment was made by somebody that the people who were in the University of Healing, the people who were on campus for the several years, were here only because they wanted to gain spiritual illumination. And they felt that by being on campus with me, they would gain spiritual illumination. Well, when they didn't receive it, then they left. This was the comment that was made. And I think that's charming. They didn't receive spiritual illumination and they left. I don't want to compare myself to anybody, but I find it charming that Jesus told his disciples to go out and preach and teach and heal and raise the dead. And they came back and said, we can't do it. And he says, what a bunch of clowns you are. What a bunch of clowns. I told this story before. And he says, now here's how you do it. And he showed them. He showed them by attitude. You go in knowing that this is what you choose it to be, and it is what you choose it to be, because you are the master. You go in there as the person who's doing the healing. You go in there as the person who's raising the dead. You go in there and say, they only sleep. Arise. And you do it with such conviction that the mountains would shake if there were any mountains around. You go in there with such conviction that whatever you choose to speak your word for, it is instantly done. That's why Jesus could make the wine out of water. Not because he had some principle that he used, except he did use a principle of conviction, but he gave conviction that he could do it. His mother expected him to, and he did it. Now, his disciples finally got the message, and they went out, and they did just as he told them to do, and they were very good. Now, our people here, the monks at the monastery these many years now, they also have the same privilege of going out and doing wonderful, marvelous things, miracles, if we might want to call them that, but to do wonderful, marvelous things. But they don't follow the rules. They don't have the confidence that Jesus wanted to instill in his disciples. Oh, ye of little faith, he said to his people. And I might say that to some people here, for instance, because I say to you, you are performing miracles every day. You are performing wonders every day. You are living in a very wonderful environment here. You're living in an environment of challenge, an environment that you know is challenged, and it's a challenge you merely to be who you are. When you're out in the world, it's a subtle challenge that you think is real. And you think the diseases and the colds and the illnesses and the death that is there is real. But here, you know that it's not real. And still, you want to play the game. Now, my work with all of you is to lead you to the next step of illumination. And I can only lead you to that step. You have to raise your foot up there and step up on it yourself. But it's right there in front of you. You stumbled over it 100 million times. And you stumbled over it because every time you let the illusions of the world come to you or come across to you as facts, you've empowered a false image of who you really are. Now, who are you? You're divine. You recognize that. You will admit to that. You will say that, I'm divine. That's no big deal. I'm divine. Well, it's a very big deal, I tell you. When you can say, I'm divine, and believe it, and have no contrary thought coming through your mind, well, maybe tomorrow, maybe in a few weeks, maybe in a few months, maybe a few years, I'll be divine. Well, you're divine right now. Right now, you're whole and perfect. Right now, you return to your original purity and integrity. That's in your original pure and integral ideas about yourself. Right now, you speak your word for every single thing that happens in your world, that it is good and very good. Now, a broken leg is good. It's an accomplishment. A flat tire is good. A burned down house is good. You know the statement. They meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. If you can look at every experience as good, the good will come forth from it. If you don't look at it as good, then you have a problem. I venture to say, the majority of the people who lost their homes had left many keepsakes in that home, many mementos of the past, which tied them to the past. Many of their children's little keepsakes, nobody died. They got out of their houses, they evacuated them, but these houses burned, there are several hundred of them in all of Southern California. And that's kind of tough. Well, each one of these families could say, I'm happy that we all were not there, that we were safe, and I'm happy that all of our mementos of the past are gone, because now we start out today with no pictures of the past, with no pictures of the unhappy situations or the happy situations to work on them, but we start out with a whole new picture, a whole new canvas on which to paint the story of our life from this moment forward. Now is a new beginning. Now is a new start. Now, would any of those people say that that was great? They might say, yeah, you didn't lose your house. You know, you didn't lose your photograph album. You didn't lose those mementos that came from your great-great-grandmother, which told that the history of your family is such and so. You didn't lose those things. I did, you know. Well, he did not lose them. He still has them in his heart. He did not lose them, even though they burned, because he still has his entire, he hasn't released them. And it's up to him to release them and move on. But he cries over that and mourns over that and grieves over that and feels sorry that those things are gone. And so he lives it again and again and again. And people do that. It's a sad thing. It's a sad commentary on humanity to live that which is past. Not beneficial for anybody. No. Next step, illumination. That could be the snap of your finger. It could be the snap of your finger because you're right there. But when will you stop talking about the negative, what you call negative? When will you stop empowering unhappy situations? When will you stop being the nonsensical person that you aren't, and be the sensible person that you are, be the divine person that you are? If you can, every moment of your life, and of course this gets a little boring after a while, say, all is in divine order, 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 and then after a while you say, yeah, all is in, and that's good, go right past that, yeah. Go right past that attitude that comes into your mind when you're saying these treatments and these affirmations to yourself. Go right past it and go right on past it. And then the next thing you know, you're thinking, all is in divine order. You're thinking, yes, that's wonderful. Yes, that's good. Yes, that's beautiful. You're beginning to apply it. You're living it. You're no longer saying it's not in divine order. You're saying it is. You're empowering it. And then when you've got everything in order, then you look at yourself and you say, yeah, I'm in divine order too. Poof! Your illumination is complete. Now, do you understand me? and don't shake your heads yet, but do you understand me when I say, and then when you look at yourself and say, all is in divine order, doof, why don't we forget the responsibility we have to the world around us and the people around us and all these things, but just go into a cave, just go into a hermit situation by ourselves, you know, close the door, you know, and say, all is in divine order. I am 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 in divine order. And think it and think it and think it and think it and be it and be it and be it and be it. And just have this burst of illumination shout forth from you like a Roman candle just shooting up to the ceiling of brilliant light. And then the candle ceases and the illumination stays. The glorious light of your inner awareness just stays. And you look at that glorious light and you say, wow, ooh, I can't see anything else, I'm blinded. No, you're not blinded. But your light is so bright and so beautiful and so complete that you cannot see anything but your own absolute purity. You cannot see anything but the majesty and the goodness that's within you. You have your blessing books, and I know that you're writing two or three items in there every single day. And as you write them in there, you're reminding yourself of all the wonderful things that have taken place in your life, all the miracles that have happened to you. And the miracles are merely the execution of the law, how the law is manifesting in your world and bringing you great, great, great wonder and great joy. Think about it. Just think about it very seriously. Because the next step, illumination, that's the theme of our seminars next year. We're going to have a lot of fun with that. We're going to work on that. We're going to have workshops on that. We're going to have meetings on that. We're going to have all sorts of lectures and talks on that. And it is something beautiful. Because every single person that we tell the story to about their inner illumination will become aware of their inner illumination. And then the only thing that will matter, have they got a fresh set of batteries in there? Because when that light goes on in all its glory, we don't want it to run out of power because we hadn't put the batteries in there. And what are the batteries made of? They're made of our thought. Our thought, I like me, I like me, I like me. I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I'm fantastic. I'm glorious. I am in divine order now. And when you say that, you're on that step into the step of illumination. But the wonderful thing is, you'll have forgotten that that's where you were going, because you'll be there and it'll be wonderful. So think about these things. There's something well worth our attention, well worth our awareness. And as you think of these things, watch the miracles happen. I love you. I love you. I love you. Amen.